I'm talking with Justine Bykowski, who is the Housing Counseling Coordinator for the Housing Bureau of Seniors, which is part of the University of Michigan's health system. Thanks for joining us this morning, Justine.
Well, nice to be here.
Justine, Housing Bureau for Seniors, what is it?
The Housing Bureau for Seniors is a community service program as a part of the University of Michigan health system. It's one of the ways the university gives back to the community. We don't charge for our services, although we do accept donations for services, and we have to go out there and get grants also because the hospital only supports us so much. We have several programs. We have an eviction prevention program, and this helps renters. We have a foreclosure prevention program, and of course, this helps homeowners. And we also have a program that helps people once they are foreclosed upon restabilize and to get into new housing. And we have a what's called a home share program, and this is where an older adult provides a room in their home for another adult, and that does many good things. It helps with an income stream and helps with some practical help around the house, and this is all negotiated between the parties. And then there's my program, which is housing counseling. I help a lot of people look at their long-term care, either services in their home or looking at senior housing. So we do a lot of things.
I'd say that's quite a few different programs. I didn't realize that there were that many.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What is the mission?
Our mission is really pretty straightforward. We're there to provide people guidance and direction on obtaining stable housing that is affordable and meets their needs.
Justine, you mentioned you're the housing counseling coordinator. Could you give us a little bit more details? What is your specific role in the organization?
Well, I have many people who contact me because they want to make some change where they are in their own home. They're looking for services. They're looking for ways to improve and maintain their independence in their home. So I may make a referral to Lori for somebody who's telling me that they have low vision. Or I may make a referral to a remodeler because they're looking for ways that they can keep their home more senior friendly, more universal design in their home. Or to a home care agency because they need personal care assistance or for emergency alert system. What we're trying to do is to get information from the person to see what they need to stabilize them in their home. The other thing, I have a lot of people coming to me looking for long-term care solutions. And again, that may be in their own home, bringing in assistance, or it may mean moving to senior housing for assisted living or nursing home.
So it's a continuum then. You can take them from one option to another and shift them into more help if they need it.
That's right.
Whatever fashion works for them best.
Wherever they are and hopefully putting them on a trajectory where they're going to be thinking ahead and have that next step in mind.
Justine, what brought you to the Housing Bureau for Seniors?
Well, I've been in the field of gerontology for a long time. I started out at the Institute of Gerontology doing continuing education programs and working on a whole variety of projects, and left gerontology for a while, but had an opportunity to come to the Housing Bureau. And I really have felt a great deal of reward from helping people look at their housing and care and providing solutions, because there's really, so much that's a part of that.
Do you go to people's homes?
I can, but I really have a lot of people who come to see me in the office. They're usually with adult children. Sometimes I just talk to the adult children. It really depends on the circumstances. And I may talk to somebody in California, and that may be the adult child, or I may get a call from retirees who are wintering in Texas, and they want to come to Ann Arbor and know about the housing options in Ann Arbor. So we try to fit whatever is going to work for the person in terms of the communication and where's going to be the best place.
This is Sheila on Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Justine Bykowski from the Housing Bureau for Seniors here in Ann Arbor.
Justine, I understand there's a big event coming up. Can you give us some details?
Yes, it's called Senior Living and Housing Awareness Week, and it takes place May 7th through 16th. And it'll be at Washtenaw Community College, Morris Lawrence Building on May 7th. We have a big expo. There are many exhibitors there. We call it a one-stop shopping opportunity for older adults, for their caregivers. We have a lot of professionals who come out to the event because it's a good networking opportunity. The exhibitors span all the various aging services. There are many representatives from housing communities there, but from home care agencies, financial services, legal. There are really many different ways that people can find out about the services and products that are available. On that same day, on May 7th, we have four workshops. Then beginning on the 8th, there are more, another workshop, but well, we begin our open houses, and that runs throughout the week.
So May 7th is, that's a Friday. That's the big expo kind of kickoff event.
It's our kickoff event.
And then you get into the workshops and open houses.
That's right.
And Justine, what are some of the workshops that are going to be offered on senior housing options?
There are a number of workshops on senior housing. I'm going to point out the ones that will be on May 7th. There's one on understanding and coping with mental health challenges of later life. There is another one called Inspiring Wellness, The Path to Successful Aging. And what that's looking at is the continuum of care that can take place for people. And there's another one on Saturday, May 8th, on memory care. And that's going to be in Saline. People from the Evangelical Home will be sponsoring that one. And then we have a program on comparing costs, my home versus senior housing. That's a big issue for people. And Chelsea Retirement Community will be sponsoring that. And we have another one on Wednesday. It's called Moving Made Easy. And that's sometimes very daunting for people to think about downsizing.
Big undertaking for a lot of people.
Moving and easy don't go together.
Well, yes, you're right. But there are ways that you can approach it that can reduce the stress. Doesn't take it away, but it makes it a little more manageable. And this is something that when people are thinking about making a shift from their home to an assisted living, I mean, that's a big concern for them. We have another one that is called Assisted Living Tools for Decision Making, looking at cost and care. How do you know you're going to get a good fit to meet your needs at a cost that you can afford? We talk about how you can approach that. And another one on a Thursday called Healthy Aging Through Active Learning and Physical Fitness. And this really has to do more with the philosophy of a particular community and the way that they make it active and inspiring for people. And then we have one on a Friday called Home Care Defined. And home care, you can have no matter where you're living, and that's in senior housing or in a single family residence, no matter, you know, where the person finds themselves.
Wherever you call home.
As you well know, you know, non-medical care is something that companion care in the home, private duty, those are all kinds of terms for the same sort of activity that's going on. And sometimes people just don't know how to go about finding an agency to help them in their home.
Are there any costs to participants for the workshops, open houses, or the expo?
No, there's no cost because we have many sponsors, and the sponsors make it possible to put these programs on at no cost. So we're very fortunate. Our diamond sponsors, the Evangelical Homes of Michigan, Horizon Planning Corporation, Legacy Law Center, and the Program for Positive Aging, the U of M Department of Psychiatry, as well as we have platinum sponsors, and we have gold sponsors and silver sponsors. And so they make it possible to bring all these workshops and the expo at no cost to people.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Justine Bukowski with the Housing Bureau for Seniors in Ann Arbor. Justine, are there any other workshops, any other topics of interest you wanted to share?
On May 7th, which is our expo day, I'd like people to know that we have a workshop on retirement simplification, navigating financial issues in a challenging environment. I think that is a big concern of older adults today, and how are they going to handle their finances. We are going to throw some fun in this.
We always like fun. We like fun.
But fun, we're all about fun.
There is a workshop on travel, planes, trains, and automobiles, senior travel made easy. That's one thing people like to do in their retirement. And going along with the travel theme, we're also going to be looking at local public transportation. Transportation is a big issue for people. Being able to get out and get around and access what you need to is very important. So that's a workshop on Wednesday. Another issue that comes up for people is that older adults are really easy targets for people who are pulling scams. So we have a workshop on deter, detect, and defend, avoid identity theft and fraud. So we hope that's one that people will attend. Another one is Michigan Auto No-Fault Law, What Seniors Need to Know. This is a kind of a new one. And it's very important for people to be informed about their auto insurance. That's a kind of a unique one that we hope that will draw a lot of interest.
Justine, can you tell us how people can find out more about this event?
They can call our office. The area code is 734. The number is 998-9336. They can also go to our website, umich.edu/seniors. But maybe calling is easier, 998-9336. Our registration deadline is April 23rd. We will register people after that if they're on a room available basis. We want to make sure that we have enough handouts for everyone. Just to remind people, the big expo day is May 7th, and we'd like to see everyone out there.
That's Friday at the Washtenaw Community College.
That's right.
It starts at 8 o'clock, 8:15?
8:15. That's when the expo begins. The first workshop begins at 9 o'clock, but you can come out to see the exhibits before then, and then the exhibits wind up at 2:15.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Justine. I'm sure that you're looking forward to all of the great information that you can share at this event. I'm sure that some of our listeners will be attending.
Great. Love to see him.